Shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you music of interest. As you know by now, of course, the second hour is strictly chazanut. The first hour is a mix. And I just like to schmooze for a minute or so. There was quite a Shabbos weekend at the West End Institutional. It was quite a treat to hear the great cantor Benjamin Muller with his son Israel Muller, and of course Zevi Muller. That was the Shabbos davening. But last night there was an outstanding concert with the three Mullers. Of course, Danny Gildar at the piano, and a new discovery by the name of David Zaltzberg from Antwerp. And there is certainly a lot of great talent out there. It was great to hear this, David. But I really, truly enjoyed this this concert last night, and I'm determined to see that there's more of this. Of course, this was at the West Side Institutional Synagogue. One of the things, if I may, I've been doing this for 41 years, and why? I mean, this is my hobby, and I feel an obligation to share this music with you. You know, there are people who have collections and they just want to sit on it and keep it for themselves. But that's not the purpose of this. These records and tapes and CDs and whatever, they're meant to be heard. And I've always had this sense of obligation to share it. Well, it's an obligation, but it's also a joy. And the reason I'm just going into this, it was such a pleasure for me last night to meet some people live, you know, that are listeners and fans of the program. It makes it all worthwhile for me. I sit here in the apartment recording this, and I think to myself, am I just talking to myself? But Menachem Kastner tells me, no, he's out there listening, as is Rabbi Tzvi Feld or Farber, and Jerry and Ida Cohn. And of course, I mean, there are people from all over the world. In Israel, I have Simcha in Toronto, Mel Katsky, he's out in Utah someplace, the Midwest, and Elliot Schoenfeld, Julian Price, and Jonathan Bachrach, and others. And that is what makes it worthwhile for me, the feedback that I get from you, and to know that at least you are out there with me. Okay, it's the 85th Yahrzeit of the great Yossele Rosenblatt, so I'm going to feature a few of his classic selections. Let's begin with Uvnucho Yomor. This is a classic Yossele. Oh! The great Yesla. If I may point out something, excuse me, Of the recordings that I'm playing of Yosla's, this is the only one that was recorded after 1925. That means it was recorded electronically. All the recordings prior to 1925 were recorded acoustically, which meant that he stood in front of a horn, a large horn, and sang into that horn, and the vibrations went down to his stylus, which then was able to make the mold for the recordings. And there was quite a difference in the procedure. I always point out there are no operas and there are no symphonies prior to 25 because you couldn't record the 40 or 50 members of the orchestra or the opera, if you will. Anyway, let's hear Zaro Chaya. This is from 1917. The Uvnucho Yomor was recorded in 1928. Okay, Zaro Chaya. Okay, 1917. There were two renditions of Omer Rabbi Elazar. The first one was in 1913. I was just sitting here thinking, that's 105 years ago. Wow. Of course, you know that the recordings really weren't weren't really discovered until about 1900. They were originally cylinders. There were very few, they say there were a couple of cantors on cylinders, but I haven't seen or heard them, but I know there are some around. Danny Gildor has a few. One day I have to get him to let me play them on my program, or at least let me hear them, Danny. But the Cantor recordings from the discs, the 78, started around 1905, thereabouts, in Sirota. Rosenblatt and a few other cantors led the way. But 105 years ago, the first Rebbe Elozer from 1913, coming right up.
Rabbi Hanino, Almidi Kahomi, Marvin Shlomo, Marmar, Rabbi Hanino, Almidi Kahomi. Marvim shulam uolo,
okay, this is version A from 1913. 8 years later, in 1921, Rosenblatt recorded something called the Nyer Rebbe Elozer, the new Omer Rebbe Elozer. So let's hear the second one and see which one you enjoy the most. Okay.
Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Hanino, Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Hanino. תלמידי חכמים, נביאים שלהם בועלו. תלמידי חכמים, מרבים שלהם בועלו. אומר רבי נוזר, אומר רבי חנינו, מה יאמר? אומר רבי ינוזר, אומר רבי חנינו, תלמידי חכמים, מרבים שלהם בועלו. שנאמר, לכל בונייך לימודי אדוני שם, ורב שלהם בונייך, אל תקרא בונייך אלו.
Well, which one did you like best? Okay, you like them both. I'm with you. Let's hear next Rachem Noah. This is a classic. Classic Rosenblatt. No, that's your Amalas. I'm playing that later. Rachem Noah is 13. No. I have a slight problem here. Okay, we're going to play, I guess this will be Shir HaMalos. Okay. Meir Machtenberg Choir. Okay, that was Shir HaMalos, 1923, recording with the Meir Machtenberg Choir. There was a move underway to have that made as the national anthem for Israel, but didn't get it. Okay, got it all set now. Rachem Noah, 1925.
Shemeloi kenu, alis ruin amechu.
Okay, Yosler Rosenblatt, great. Yeah, he was the right cantor at the right time in history, that's for sure. Okay, we're going to be hearing from Bensian Kapovkagan. Kapovkagan was born in 1899. He had his first appointment was in a place called Rostov Don Congregation. Soon afterwards, there was a vacancy at the famous Great Synagogue of Odessa, then the most distinguished in Russia. Kapovkagan was chosen among 42 applicants. After several years, he emigrated to the United States to officiate at the Ocean Parkway Jewish Center in Brooklyn. He then moved on to the Concourse Center of Israel in the Bronx. He died in 1953 at the comparatively, yes, young age of 54. It's very young. Okay, we're going to hear first his classic Kiddush, Bensian Kapovkagan.
Chant
Sono chi dà
Shabbat Kodesh Chom, Bi Ahavon Brom Toinin Haretono. Oroch Ato Ad Hashem.
Classic Cup of Kagan with the Kiddush. We'll next hear Benjamin Ben-Sion. Ben-Sion Cup of Kagan with Hashkivena. Ben-Sion Cup of Kagan, rather distinct, is a very distinct voice, don't you agree? Let's hear Sim Shalom.
Thank you. À toi
That was Benson and Cop of Coggin. This is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoy this hour of Chazanis. You know how to reach me very simply at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Always looking for your comments, requests, and whatever. Always good to hear from you. Thanks for joining with me. Oh, yes, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. You do tell your friends about it, don't you? Come on.